Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Hey, this is Steve Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about buying land in other countries. Is it a good idea or is it a bad one? I've done it both ways and I'll share some stories and give you some advice. Jill, are you surviving this chilly, cold, crazy Scottsdale weather okay? Because I know you're from Southern California, and it's hard on you.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt and a turtleneck today. And yep, you know, it's funny you say that. I was watching the news this morning, and I was noticing New York was commenting how they're having the opposite. And they're pushing 70, and everybody's kind of melting and not happy about it. And I thought it was funny that New York is actually warmer than Scottsdale, Arizona today. If you could imagine that, by 20 degrees, yeah. Too. It's really funny.
It's December.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Do you have any desire to own real estate in Mexico?
Oh, my goodness, no. I saw that question and I thought, all right, I don't even want to talk about it with you ahead of time. I want this just to happen like it's happening right now.
And why just know why?
Oh, my goodness, no. It's new.
How about Canada?
Sure. I would in Canada.
How about Australia?
I don't know much about that. So I'm going to make educated guesses based on facts, not my heart. Do would I love to live long term in Mexico? Absolutely. But do I want to own where I live? No way. You know, it's from the legalities, and when you get into these other countries, there's a lot that can go wrong, and I'd just rather not mess with it.
So here's the issue that I have with it, and I've purchased lots of property in Canada, actually. And I spent a month in Costa Rica researching and figuring out how to buy property there. So, and in the end, what I came up with is this. There's no real recourse if something goes wrong. You know, and the very few times that some stuff's gone wrong in the career that I've had here flipping land and other types of real estate, you know, the very few times I could call my attorney and say, this guy's just not complying, or let's go through the legal procedures to make sure that we can get what we want out of this thing because it's going sideways. I can't imagine doing that in Mexico.
Right. So, exactly.
You know,
you're not a citizen. You're not going to get the same attention, too, I think, as a local person.
Yeah, I mean, I've never really looked into it that far because of what I'm saying here. But even if you are local, I just wonder, you just don't.
Have you ever met a Mexican attorney?
No.
See what?
No, I haven't
either. I would never. Isn't that interesting? And you know, driving around, it's not like you see a lot of legal. There's not like a Lerner and Rowe in X. Right. I don't know.
So I took a class specifically all about buying property in Mexico, and this was several years ago.
Oh, what was? I would love to hear about this.
And it's at, well, the thing that, you know, you always take one thing away. Mm-hmm. There's no financing at all. All right. There's just no banks.
Well, that's good. I'm happy about that.
I mean, so yeah, that's like, so it fits our business model. There's no real financing. But, you know, as far as houses and stuff goes, there's a lot of seller financing.
Right.
So it's just like a story of the haves and the have nots. So if little guys like us go in there and buy 40 acres and it just doesn't work, or someone doesn't want you there, we have no recourse. There's nothing we can do.
Yeah, and I don't mean to pick on Mexico. It's just because it's so close to us here, but
it's all of that, all of South America.
It's just scary. Yeah, the thought of not only owning it in some areas that aren't as, I don't want to say advanced, but technologically savvy or whatever. But could you imagine like making payments? Like,
I have
a Mexican mortgage. I have a whatever mortgage, Jamaican mortgage. I don't know.
Yeah.
It should just be kind of interesting.
So, I mean,
I would only do it as cash.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I would do it. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I would only do it thinking that I didn't want to plump down a lot because if it all goes sideways, I need to be able to just walk away.
Yeah. So you'd make a payment and you'd get a receipt, like with a piece of paper, handwritten receipt, like it's 1954.
Like ripped out of a booklet.
Coupon booklet. Yeah. Anyway, so exactly, Jill, I'm glad you said that. We're not picking on Mexico or South America or anything. There's different ways everybody does stuff, and it's fine. I know I researched one time because I was looking at buying some property in Italy, and the way that they're, it's all cash too, culturally different.
Yeah.
No, you can get a mortgage, but you know, mortgages are a typical mortgage in Italy is 50% down,
mm-hmm.
or it was when I researched it anyway. So you know, to answer the question, you know, can you flip land in Canada or Mexico or Australia or anywhere else for that matter? The answer is absolutely yes if you know what you're doing and you're local.
Yeah.
In Canada, I had a great experience. I bought several properties and I still look there. I actually, mm-hmm. we teach it in part of the program. But, you know, you have to be careful there. What I found that was real interesting in Canada and it kind of caught me by surprise is that there are fees and taxes that are associated with the transaction itself.
Mm.
So when you go through escrow, you got to pay.
Right.
You know, you have to kind of pay. And I'm not sure if that was because I was, I'm not Canadian.
Right.
All I'm saying is there's different stuff.
Do you think they do stuff to deter us from doing that?
No.
Okay.
No, not at all.
No.
I just think that's like a local customs and a culture and that's just the way they do business.
Got it. You know, I'm really happy buying and flipping land here in the U.S. Seriously. Well, you know what? Here's what's so interesting. I don't, the flip side is it's very easy for people in other countries to buy and sell land here.
Thank you. That was one of my points.
It's easier for them. And we have a number of international, members in our Land Academy program that I'm trying to think. Belgium. We have Italy.
Belgium, Italy, Japan. I thought about this before I turned the mics on.
I know. I'm trying to think of where else. I know we have some others, and I can't think of them right
Australia.
Now. Oh, Canada.
Mm-hmm. In Canada.
Uh-huh. So super easy for them here to buy and flip land. Not as easy for us. In other
I got a
countries.
Call one time. This is really early, really, really early in my career. I still had my real job. And I got a call from a guy from Israel, and he said, I saw your stuff on the internet, and I want to make you an offer for every single property that's in your inventory. And I took it.
That's great.
And we did it.
That's great. Well, I think we talked about this on old shows, maybe old on the old show, but, you know, all the time I have people reaching out to us on, you know, buying off eBay or just off our website on the land stay on our regular company mm-hmm. side.
Right.
You know, I have tons of international buyers, not people just learning to flip land, but just buying land and investing in land here. So, and it's, you don't really handle it any differently other than I often record the deed for them because it's kind of a pain to be sending the deed over to, you know, Ireland and then they're sending it back here to be recorded. So I usually take care of it for them is the only difference. But
yeah, I mean, I guess what it really, the ultimate point is why there's so much opportunity here
mm-hmm.
and it's so laid out for us, you know, in such an organized fashion. And it's just, it's what I think, you know, nothing's risk-free, but it's so easy.
Right.
So why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
I think there's what, 3,500 counties in this country? 3,400?
And how many of those are just in Texas alone? Right.
270 or 50 or something.
Right.
But anyway, I mean, it's just, I don't, you could, can you do it? Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Right. And, you know, that's what I come back to. All right. Do I want to invest a lot of time and energy in that? And I could, but I'm just happy making a lot of money right here in my backyard.
Right. Hey, by the way, I share your Mexico. Let's go live in Mexico for a while. If you can, you know, and it's, you could do this here. You could do this program from Mexico or anywhere, really.
You're right. That's a whole nother point.
I think I would rent something there, though.
Oh, yeah. I'd VRBO something for like 6 months at a time. Seriously.
So I'm just going to share some fun stuff that I know socially about all these other countries. So Mexico, I love Mexico, by the way.
Me
I love
too.
Going there. I know you do. Their rent compared to our rent is like 1/10, mm-hmm. literally. You can get a place on the beach for, you know, $200 or $300 a month.
It's awesome.
But their electricity is a lot more expensive than ours. Isn't that interesting?
That is very interesting.
So, you know, I know that Canada, you know, is for, I know a few Canadians that live in Arizona or they come down here and go back, and they said that real estate prices are skyrocketing there. They never really had a recession like we did, like a real estate recession in the late 2000s.
That makes sense. That's why they're all buying up Southern Arizona.
Right.
And it's warm and it's nice.
I spent a month in Costa Rica once trying to figure this out, you know, because you can subdivide property there just by rewriting the descriptions. And in the end, I came back and said, you know what? It takes 6 to 8 months to get a deed recorded there.
What?
And there's, yeah.
Why?
Just because that's their, like I said earlier, it's their custom and their culture, and that's just how it gets done there, you know? It's not good or bad, it's just the way it is.
I mean, do you get to, like, if you're buying a house and you want to move in, and you, you know, like in our world, you close on whatever date and you get to move in. Do you have to wait?
I don't know.
Does it take 6 months to move?
You know, I didn't get that far because I said there's just no way.
That's amazing. That's funny.
They also have this squatter rule.
What?
I forgot about this. So, yeah. So, you know how our old...
Oh, now it's funny.
Our old homestead... our old homestead laws are, you know, you can't... If you fence... It's not this way anymore, but if you fence a piece of property in for X amount of years...
Right.
And you, there's other...
Some you're paying the taxes or something and nobody...
Yeah. I wonder if you have to live there or if you have to work the land. The laws changed over time. And I think ultimately it ended in 1976, I think, but... You know, they have a rule there that if someone owns property and they don't live on it at all, and somebody moves into it and lives there for a certain amount of years, I think it's like 8 years, and no one contests it, they own the property.
That's not cool.
I know. Well, it's cool or not. I don't know. It's just, you know, I guess my whole point in all this is there's just a lot of stuff you have to deal with when you could just buy property in the state that you live in.
Right.
And sell it to somebody on Craigslist or Land Watch or whatever.
Right. I'm just curious. Our show is about squatters? Where is this going?
You know, some of these technical shows, we have to try to make them interesting.
Exactly. Aren't we interesting?
You are.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's hilarious.
You are all bundled up. Are you?
I am bundled up. No, I'm very comfortable today. I really like this. You know, I was looking around last night and I pulled up our Periscope link and I haven't touched it in months, I think. And I thought, oh, look at these, all these people found us on Periscope. No, and I thought that might be kind of fun sometime to turn it on while we're recording because we joke about having a camera here in the studio.
I'd have to put makeup on and stuff.
You would?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't. You're so silly. No, I just thought, I was thinking about that yesterday, that we might turn on a little Periscope thing because that would be cool.
It'd be fun. Mm-hmm. You know, every once in a while people ask us to do that, to just shoot some video, even if it's just still shots to see what it looks like.
And our little.
And I don't do it because everyone's just going to end up disappointed.
Oh. That's not true. They could see you with your Mountain Dew here, which you developed a new whatever for, a new love for.
It keeps me awake. It's not that I like to taste it or anything.
Yeah. That's funny. And I'm over here in my sweatshirt, my water.
All right. So if flipping land in Canada or Mexico or Australia or anywhere else for that matter is not worth the effort and the research effort and the stuff that you, all the unknowns, then where do you flip land if you're just starting out pretty quickly? This is all ad lib.
This is really good. Oh, you're talking international?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you're talking domestic.
Yeah. Let's say you live in Arizona. Let's say you live in Massachusetts.
So where would I flip land?
Yeah.
Oh, where would I get my best bang for my buck?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to tell everybody right now. Just kidding.
No, seriously.
No, I'm just saying, well, I'm sorry. I go back to your standard answer is there's a lot of places. What's best for you? You need to do a little homework on what's good for you.
Somebody held a gun to my head and said, choose right now. You have to choose places to buy property. The first thing I would do is I would go to LandWatch, which we have no affiliation with in any way. Mm-hmm. And I would do a bunch of research and find out where prices are, this type of product type is, which is what we do anyway. That's what we teach in the program.
Mm-hmm. I concur.
I can tell you can't go wrong in California, Northern Michigan, northern New York.
There's some great New Mexico.
Florida. Yeah, New Mexico.
Our people are doing some great numbers in Colorado. Who's in love with Colorado?
Yeah. So I've never seen the program not really work.
Oklahoma?
Oklahoma rocks. Our stuff, we just bought some property in Oklahoma, and it's just
blowing up.
On fire. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sometimes you just can't predict stuff.
You can't. It's so interesting. You never, and it's funny because I stopped trying to guess a long time ago on what properties people are going to love and what property they're not going to love, because I'm always surprised.
Right.
It's very interesting. So, again, as long as it's priced right.
Right.
Which we always do.
Join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss all your important success and land.
What?
Join us in another episode where Jill and I discuss your all-important success in land investment and in life. You're not alone in your real estate ambition.
You know, we're usually not recording this early in the morning, and I...
Oh, my God. We're making excuses?
Are you awake?
I've been awake for 6 hours.
Maybe that's the problem.
No, it's just a topic.
It's a good topic.
It is. It's a great topic, and you need to know about it, but...
It comes up.
The answer is just pretty much no. Don't do it. Unless you have a real specific reason, and you live there, and it's a culturally based thing for you.
Right.
As an American, just stay out of that.
Yeah, I wouldn't be doing it as an investment. You know, I'm with you. Just to buy it and flip it and do that. But yeah, if I was living there. And you're right, I'd pay cash and do it that way.
Let's go buy some property. In America.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.